Spiegel and Holmes Show Flashback.
We got on the mini fridge a British flag.
Yes, for a country that he has conquered. It also has a team logo for every team that the Bears have beaten in a game that he has appeared in. And we have to decide what else we can do. We have William the Refrigerator Perry. I think that's great. If Doug himself either runs for a touchdown or catches a touchdown pass, then the mini fridge has been granted to have a presence with the actual fridge.
They go big here at the goal line, including Mercedes Lewis, the veteran tight end, and Roschon Johnson. They like to go to short yardage. Instead, look what they do.
Oh, the ball's out, Jim.
Ball is out. The ball is out. And they went with a play out of the Super Bowl down in New Orleans in 86. William Refrigerator Perry play. Remember that?
Unplug the mini fridge. That's over.
Doesn't have to be over, David. You don't have to, like, unroster Doug Kramer.
Well, I mean, guys are starting to get healthy.
Well, that timing does work out.
And you already cut some guys, so. And you got injuries on your offensive line.
See, the thing is, it's not supposed to be a gimmick. Like, we talked about exactly that when it happened. Like, this is not a gimmick. Because you put a big guy back there and just let him freaking block.
You had Shane put a refrigerator in a chair.
Now that was a gimmick.
What are we doing?
That I was enjoying. I was just having fun. I'm playing radio. It's a show where things happen, for God's sakes.
I blame you.
You do?
Yes.
Do you guys blame me? Shane Tanny, when this thing went down yesterday.
Yes. I believe my exact words in the text read, "This is your fault, Speeds."
It was. And then you tweeted a picture of the Olin sticker of him MFing me. You called up my face on your television.
You willed this into existence, yeah. By the way, yeah, I searched Matt Spiegel on Google. Matt Spiegel, singer, by the way.
Oh, okay.
That's what it says when you Google Speaks. Clearly not a football.
I guess
football.
Women know where his priorities are.
Huh? He's not a football thought provider anymore.
Matt Spiegel, musher.
Oh, no!
Yeah, he willed this into existence.
No!
You remember what you guys asked to Doug Kramer. You made Lawrence ask him this question because you're a silly bit.
Do you want to run the ball, and can you catch?
I don't know if I'll answer either of those. I'll just say you never know what could happen.
Oh, we don't know that he can't catch. I think we should try it.
What would you guess, though?
I would still say yes. I think that was a poor handoff from Caleb.
Oh, really?
It was a bad exchange, that's for sure.
You thought it was the quarterback's fault.
I'm willing to say that is not my preferred play call. It's not the quarterback's fault.
Wait,
that's a bit.
Yeah,
that is not my preferred.
I mean, Doug Kramer was this wide on trying to get that quick handoff that was only supposed to go 1 yard.
The football looks a little bit bigger when you're playing offensive line, so maybe he just is used to a bigger football. That is not my preferred play call.
He's using the ball that Patrick Mahomes is using, the half football, half soccer ball.
Yes, exactly, in the State Farm commercial. I would have much rather gone the fake handoff to the pitch to Cole Kmet, or Cole Kmet in the flat, fake the handoff to Doug Kramer, or give it to Roschon Johnson. Yes, but what I'm saying is, maybe this is the meatball in me.
The running back.
But I don't have a massive problem with trying to hand the ball off to Doug Kramer. You take big shots to win big games.
No!
Okay, that's fine.
There's
going to be plenty of people who agree with me. I don't need both of you.
Shane,
you're going to come around.
Shane, you didn't need to take a big shot there. You just needed to hand the ball off to your short yardage guy.
You're down 5 on the road in the fourth quarter.
Hey, they called a draw. Was that on third down inside the 20? Why not just sneak it with Caleb?
There are so many other choices they could have made.
I would have rather had a fourth quarterback draw. I would have rather had a fourth quarterback draw than handing the ball off to Doug
Kramer
in that
push
spot.
From behind.
Yes!
You can have Doug Kramer in. He can be the lead blocker for Roschon Johnson.
A straight up play.
That is not the play that you use
but you can. That can be an option. It's not preferred.
You can do a lot of things.
But if it worked, you guys wouldn't be sitting here today saying, damn, you shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, I actually probably
I
would.
So.
I bet if you
bring in Tyreek and Tyreek bats the ball to somebody.
That is a play that should be run up a minimum of 10 points, probably 15 points at home. that then you give Doug his touchdown. And that's what I was thinking when I brought it up in the first place. And Lawrence, did you feel forced to ask the question like Tanny said? No, no.
I was new to the show.
Trying to be a good teammate.
That's crap. And you take some responsibility here, sir.
I don't think so. I don't think I'm going to take responsibility for this one.
Oh, God. Several texters said they immediately thought of me as soon as that happened. Damn you, Spiegel. And Sean and Charlotte. Whatever. Screw you, people. The real question is, what sticker do you get a mini fridge when he fumbles? You know what I mean? Like a slippery football? Oh, imagine it's slippery.
No,
stick of butter?
I got Butterfingers, like the candy bar.
Oh, the Butterfinger candy bar.
Yeah.
That's pretty strong.
Slippery over there.
Oh, man.
Because he doesn't get the Commander's logo or the helmet.
No, the Commanders get his logo.
Oh, you think they have a mini fridge now? They're the Washington Radio Jamokes?
No, they have a win.
Oh, boy.
Let's go to Jonathan. Hey, Jonathan, you're on the score.
Hey, how are you? Good afternoon, gentlemen. Well, first of all, I'm going to go ahead and take your guys' side. Collectively, the bar I was sitting in last night when they handed that ball off to him was, what are you doing in that situation? But my broader point here is we got all this quote-unquote truth coming out about accountability and Cole Kmet sort of seeming to suggest that maybe guys aren't pushing it as hard as they should in practice or whatever the case may be. And so my question is, and I really hate to be the guy that brings it back to the 85 Bears. I'm not trying to do that, but my immediate thought was Gary Fencek in the 30 for 30 talking about, if you got a guy who's on the phone at halftime and there's no repercussions for him, well, you're in trouble. So now what is the consequences for this? And who, by the way, is enforcing it? Because it doesn't seem to be the coaching staff. This is a super undisciplined group of dudes with the penalties and the pointing the finger through the mask and obviously then the glaring one. So if the coaches aren't enforcing it, who is? Is it the leadership? I mean, these are supposed to be professionals, right? And so they're supposed to handle it on their own. And to quote Kill Bill, the only thing you kids seem to understand is messing with your money. So is it fines? Is it time on the bench? I mean, who's enforcing it? Will there be enforcement? I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks for the call. I agree with you that there needs to be consequences that Tyreek feels, because it's one thing to feel the shame and the guilt, and you hope that that is enough, and it's to feel the pressure of your teammates, and you hope that that is enough, but it often is not. And you clearly have not built something where people are afraid. And they need to be just a little bit afraid. Just a little bit. It's team sports, man. You got to respect the boss. And that has not been built here. So I think there does need to be consequences. I don't know if it has to be the pocketbook. I think a start. So it's a quarter. Or it's even just a series if you don't want to damage the team too much. You're Eberflus. You go to the leaders and you say, this is what I think we need to do. And you work it out with them.
Well, and the leaders are working on stuff too. And I don't know if Jalen will tell us what they're thinking. But we'll ask him about it at 5 o'clock. So you make sure that you're here for that. There's another thing that we needed to talk about, because you were hoping that this would never happen this way. But because of how your roster is constructed, it did, and it may have cost you yesterday. We'll discuss that. Continue to take your phone calls. 312-644-6767 is the number. It's Spiegel and Holmes. Jalen Johnson will join us at 5 here on The Score.